Now, we've got a question from listener Harold, and I think I'm going to direct this at Stuart, and perhaps a topical one for the winter. He says, how do the individual arms of a snowflake know what's happening on the others so they all grow and match and remain symmetrical? I guess this is a question about how do snowflakes grow?
Well, you need a big cloud of gas and water vapour, and you need the right conditions. You need it to be nice and cold. And so at the start of a snowflake, you need a speck, you need a nucleus. And so typically this might be something like the dust in a cloud, and the water will start to solidify and crystallise around that nucleus. And it just so happens that the way it packs is in a hexagonal structure. So you have this regular hexagon that has a symmetry of six. And so that's what gives us this kind of growing six-pronged structure of the snowflake.
And are all snowflakes different? Is this true or is this a myth?
It is true to a certain extent. So they have similar structure. So snowflakes will share this common six-prong structure due to the fact that it's the packing structure of the water underneath. But what happens after that, when these arms spread out and they start to interlink and branch like tree branches, that's more dependent on the conditions. So that could be the temperature and the exact pressure and all the different factors that might affect it. So the chance of getting those two sets of conditions to grow the same crystal and the same snowflake twice are very rare.
Fascinating.